I'm Vernon Joins, and we're going to be discussing the place of the skull. We read in John 19 and 17 that he, that is Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull. It is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. We read further in Luke 23:33 that the site is called Calvary in the Latin text. Death on the cross was meted out to the vilest of criminals. It was a death without dignity and full of pain. Usually the offenders were hanged near a thoroughfare or at least in one of the most public places for all to behold as they came by, served as an example. On the Lord's cross were inscribed the words, "The King of the Jews," in three languages. It was written in Latin because Israel was controlled by the Roman government, in Greek because it was the universal language of the day, and in Hebrew, the common language of Israel. Thus, any who looked upon the cross could decipher the inscription, no doubt about it. But there were prophecies that were fulfilled when he died on the cross. The robe of purple was given to Christ, an act of derision because they mocked him, called him king, and purple was the royal choice of color. And soldiers cast lots for his garments, John 19 and verse 24, as been prophesied in Psalms 22 and verse 18. They part my garments among them. Now, shortly before he died upon the ravages of the cross, Jesus said, "I thirst," John 19 and verse 28. This was a fulfillment of the prophecy in Psalm 69 and verse 21, which said, "And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." When the Passover feast was instituted and divine ordinance given, they were instructed not to break a bone of the Passover lamb in Exodus 12 and verse 46. Christ was our Passover lamb or sacrificial lamb, so neither were his bones broken, John 19 and verse 36. Let us look closely at Mark chapter 15 for details of the time frame of this awful event. He was raised on the cross at the third hour, verse 25. He uttered a loud cry, verse 37. And shortly after the ninth hour, he breathed his last, verses 34 through 37. Sometimes men hanged upon the cross of execution, suffering cruel agonies for two or three days. And Pilate expressed surprise that Jesus was already dead in verse 44. Now, the soldiers discovered that he had finished the fight. They pierced his side, fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy from the Old Testament. "When they look on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn," Zechariah 12 and verse 10. We who are Christians are pained when we read all these cruel last hours in the life of our Lord. But we must remember them and the precious sacrifice that he willingly made on that hateful cross for us. We must never forget the events that transpired upon the hill that was so aptly called the place of the skull.